This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Both houses of parliament have witnessed multiple adjournments over Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar's reported remarks about changing the constitution to provide reservation for a specific minority group. In the Rajya Sabha before adjourning for the day yesterday at 2:15 p.m., the House cleared several amendments made by the Lok Sabha to the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024, which had already been passed by the Rajya Sabha. In the Lok Sabha, after the first adjournment at noon, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reminded that the issue of reservation based on religion was rejected by prominent leaders in 1947. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has expressed concern over the issue of recovery of cash from Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma's residence following a fire and called for eradication of such malaise to prevent recurrence. Mr. Dhankar stated this during a meeting with the leader of the House J.P. Nadda and leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge over the issue in the Parliament House. Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court has withdrawn all judicial work from Justice Yashwant Verma with immediate effect. However, Justice Verma denied the allegations. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the tribal community to avail the benefits of all the central schemes to achieve self-reliance. The president was speaking at the Foundation Day celebration of Bharatiya Vishwabasu Shabra Samaj at Kaliaparli in Nayagarh district of Odisha last evening. She reaffirmed the central government's commitment to improving infrastructure in tribal villages by emphasizing on quality education, skill development and mobile connectivity. The president reached Bhubaneswar yesterday on a two-day visit to a home state, Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited inputs from citizens for Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani that will take place on 30th of this month. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his happiness on getting a wide range of inputs for this month's Mann Ki Baat. He said these inputs highlight the power of collective efforts for social good. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions of the upcoming episodes will be accepted until the 28th of this month. India has achieved the highest ever growth in indigenous defense production in 2023-24 since the launch of the Make in India initiative, reaching a record 1,27,000 crore rupees. According to the Defense Ministry, the value of defense production has surged 174% increase from 46,429 crore in 2014-15. The ministry added that once dependent on foreign suppliers, the country now stands as a rising force in indigenous manufacturing, shaping its military strength through homegrown capabilities. In Mizoram, Zoram People's Movement, ZPM government, led by Chief Minister Lal Dohuna, has reshuffled the portfolios of seven ministers, including Home Minister K. Sabdanga. According to a notification issued by the State Chief Secretary Kili Ram Nina, the Disaster Management and Rehabilitation portfolio, previously held by K. Sabdanga, has been transferred to Minister of State Professor Lal Nilonga. He will now also oversee rural development and administration as well as public health engineering. K. Sabdanga will now hold three portfolios, including home, urban development and poverty alleviation and personal and administrative reforms. Minister of State Lal Linglo Bahmar will take over the tourism portfolio from Cabinet Minister Lal Rinpui, who will now focus solely on health and social welfare, women and child development. In the IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by one wicket at Vishakhapatnam last night. Lucknow batting first posted a challenging total of 209 for 8 in 20 overs, with Mitchell Marsh scoring 72 and Nicholas Puran adding 75, while Delhi's Mitchell Starc took 3 wickets. In reply, Delhi Capitals chased down the target for the loss of 9 wickets in 19.3 overs, with Ashutosh Sharma playing a match-winning unbeaten knock-off 66 off 31 balls. Sharma, named player of the match, helped Delhi recover from the tough position at 65 for 5 to secure a thrilling one-wicket victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.